iPad.
Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and today I'm going to do a podcast on IBM Desktop Reader. Oh, and please excuse my brother in the next room, he's having fun bouncing on the ball and talking to himself. So, I have Windows NT 4 running, I unloaded HAL, so I'm going to tab to it.
Audacity, items, view list, Audacity, tabs, Skype, 6, Windows, pane.
So, I'm going to press Windows R. D colon backslash S E T U P dot E X E. I'll press enter.
Welcome to the IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 installation program. If you want Homepage Reader to read these installation screens, press the enter key. If you use a screen reader and want to continue with this installation using your screen reader, press N.
I'm going to press enter.
Please be patient while files are copied to your system. This may take a minute.
IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 setup. Welcome to the Homepage Reader 3.04 setup program. This program will install Homepage Reader 3.04 on your computer. Please close all applications that are running before continuing with the setup program. To continue, press the Enter key. To exit the installation, press Escape, then press YG less than back Alt plus B. Push button disable next greater than Alt plus N. Push button.
Over center.
IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 Setup Software License Agreement.
I'll press
less than back yes Alt, no Alt, yes Alt plus Y. Push button.
The yes button.
IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 Setup Choose Destination Location. Unless you specify otherwise, Homepage Reader 3.04 will be installed in C. / program files / IBM / Homepage Reader 3.04. To install to the default folder, press the Enter key. To install to a different folder, press R. You can choose not to install Homepage Reader by pressing Escape, and then Y to exit setup. C. / program files / IBM / IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 Browse, Alt plus R, push button destination folder less than back Alt plus B, push button next greater than Alt plus N, push button.
I press enter.
IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 setup ready to install the program. The wizard is ready to begin installation. Press the Enter key to begin the installation. If you want to review or change any of your installation settings, press B. To exit the installation, press Escape. Less than back Alt plus B. Push button install Alt plus I. Push button.
I press Enter to install this.
IBM Homepage Reader. IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 setup. Setup complete. Setup has finished installing Homepage Reader 3.04 on your computer. Press the Enter key to complete the installation. Less than back Alt plus B. Push button disable it. Finish push button.
I'll press enter. What the heck?
No Alt plus N.
Push. Oh, probably it asked me if I want to read the README, I believe. I'm going to press enter on no.
Restarting Windows. Before you can use all the features of Homepage Reader, you must restart Windows. Press the Enter key to restart Windows now. Press the down arrow key, and then the Enter key to restart Windows later. Homepage Reader can be started using Control plus Alt plus H. Yes, I want to restart my computer now. Radio button checked. No, I will restart my computer later. Radio button checked.
And I'll press Enter.
IBM Homepage Reader 3.04 setup.
Now, we don't need to restart Windows to use the screen reader part of this. I don't really use the web browser, but I'll be showing you the screen reader. Press Windows M to go to the desktop, and I'll press Control Alt D to launch the screen reader.
Great.
And we've launched the screen reader.
Program Manager Desktop. My computer not selected. Start CTRL plus ESC. Push button. Great. Program.
And let me show you something interesting about this under NT4.
Start CTRL program submenu. Press P. Question mark.
It won't read the submenu of the program.
Program document submenu. Document sub disabled menu item. Docket setting find submenu. Press F. Files or folders .. Computer .. People .. On the internet .. Files, find, settings, submit, control panel, press C. Printers, press P. Taskbar .. Control panel, press C. Settings, start submenu. Tray, start seat, program.
Now, let me show you some of the reader commands. I'm going to show you what Control F12 does.
Review mode.
It's a review mode, so...
Delta of cap D, E, top, bottom, top, S, K, T, O, P, space, Lima of L.
It's just a review thing, review mode, not sure exactly what it's, well, it's for reviewing the screen, but I don't really use it.
Quick review mode.
And I'm going to press Alt F12. No, Control Alt F12. Explorer application speech disabled. We can mute the speech of Explorer, which is our current application. Let's say I go to Notepad.
Untitled Notepad Edit Blank.
And in Notepad, I could do some stuff with eloquence, like, let's see.
Accent grave V B 100 space accent grave V F 01. Backspace 1 z space accent grave v s z space h I exclamation
and I'll press an insert key to read this.
Hi.
So yeah,
Notepad. No,
it's pretty much desktop reader. It's not much of a
untitled Notepad edit.
Wait.
Hi.
How do I exit this thing? And let's see.
Windows empty. Pane.
Wait. What the heck? Oop, oh, that's right. I did Control of 12. What the heck? I guess I forgot I pressed Control of Alt of 12. My brother was calling me, and that pretty much distracted me, so sorry about that. So, yeah. That's pretty much IBM
Windows
desktop MT4 reader.
VMware Power Up Windows MT4 Point Skype.
And
Audacity Pad.
So if you want to contact me, you can email me at dathajke@gmail.com. You can find me on audiogames.net as dajake1999. You can find me on Skype as dajake9999. So, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.